Maharaj, can you tell us something about your days in Madras?
Madras, I wrote. What shall I say? But anyhow.
What was it like going there for the first time? Everything's so different.
I actually joined. I began to go to Ramakrishna Mission in Habiganj, my place. And there was Ramakrishna Mission only 6 minutes away. How I discovered it, I found a neighboring boy had a storybook in his hand. I was studying class 6 at that time. I said, how did you get it? Oh, there is a Ramakrishna Mission there. Will they give me books? Well, they will give books, but they will ask many questions. Many questions means don't put ink on the book. You cannot tear off the page. As that young boy, you see. The next day itself, I went with him. And that day, that strict Swami was not there. The other Swami simply wrote my name, my guardian's name, that's all. And our town is a small town, so guardian's name was enough. Road has no name. Numbering was not there at that time. So I became so regular. In 3 months, the library key came into my pocket. I became the deputy librarian. And we had only about six, seven almirahs. At one time, most of the almirahs I read almost all the books. Some difficult books are there, I don't know. English also, the Paramahamsa Swami book, I started first for simple English and all that. And then began to go there every day. That through me, my classmates, there were 10, 15 of them. First 10 boys, except one boy, 9 boys came. And one boy who did not come about 6 months ago, through his daughter-in-law, searched for me and wanted to talk to me. After 60 years, he wanted to contact me. And then that girl that told, do you remember Sunil Chakravarti? Well, yes, I remember. He wants to talk to you. So we connected and talked, but I did not write down the number. After 3-4 months, I thought, literally, or 4-5 months, I had the desire to phone to him. But I don't know the daughter-in-law's name, I don't know anything. I could not contact. I wrote to a common friend, he said, I also lost track of you. In the meantime, he died. And another woman said, your friend died. How do you know he's my friend? My daughter-in-law told me. Daughter-in-law lived in somewhere in this side, Phoenix. But see, I did not know his name, her name. I did not send for her, so did not. 60 years later, he remembered. That means he was keeping track of me, what I am doing. I never met. So he was in Calcutta. Anyhow, so at ours was the largest batch in the Ramakrishna Mission, student batch. Large number used to come. And we'd read books, and Swamiji would give us classes. And then if they are not there, we ourselves would take classes, give classes, you can say.
Who was the Swami there, Maharaj?
3 Swamis are there, 2.5. One Swami is Gopeshwaranda, he was the head, mother's disciple. Then Saimananda, he was the singer, not the Somananda, but Saimananda, disciple of Mahaprasmaji. Very calm, serene type. And there was Sukadandaji, he was a brahmachari at that time. He also a Holy Mother's disciple. So these are the 3. And every day I used to come, go there. Later I became, early morning also began to go to meditate and take bath and early in the morning, which is difficult for the Bengalis. You see, normally we take later, you see. But then we become religious and would meditate with the Swamis, then scour the vessels, puja vessels. So that was for 7 years I did. After many years, I came to Madras. One day they gave me rest, next day they come. That Gitananda, Chalon, Ki, Vasundhutavi, white dishes. Not the kitchen dishes, but puja dishes. An Indian way of cleaning. No gloves and mud and all that with tetul, that is tamarind and all that. Anyhow, we washed about 3 years, 3-4 years, or sweep a little. Not a very big thing, but 1 hour, 45 minutes would go. Different people had different work. But routine work was better instead of uncertain. We could not, did not know the local language. So many people knew English. Our days, we are speaking seven languages, 8 or 9 brahmacharis. Our mother tongue, different people have different languages we had. So no common language of English. And Madras side, the 2-3 language people were in same state. As a result, they also talked mostly in English. Even our cook would talk in English. Anyhow, but the linguistic states came later, but they will not talk in Buddhist language. You must talk in our language. Anyhow, so that was my adjustment. Now I came for initiation.
Which year was it?
On class 8 to 9 I was...
It was Madras?
Huh?
Madras?
In Madras, Mat Maharaj, which year?
No, I went back to my school life.
Oh.
And then came to Belmont for initiation. So I began in 1937.
So Maharaj, did you just go on vacation, on holiday?
Huh?
When did you go to Madras? When you were still a student? Was it summertime or?
What did I do? I'm hearing.
No, I don't understand, but you were still a schoolboy. How did you end up in Madras?
No. Let me clarify.
Okay.
This
in his story, he's gone back to school.
I see. Oh, so you swayed back and forth.
Because vessel cleaning took me to.
Okay.
In between 15 years gone.
Okay, yeah.
After 15 years, again vessel cleaning. I thought that karma was finished. But it was.
Okay.
So I went away because of that. Anyhow, so I was studying books and all that, and Sri Akhandananda was president. So I began to write letters to him. Why a disciple of his, who went to jail for independence, this, that, was in Ramakrishna Mission studying again.
Who was that, Maharaj?
Paresh Chowdhury. Paresh Chowdhury. So he was in the ashram, and he was initiated by Swami Akhandananda. He was senior, older than us, because he went to jail and all that is it. But he stayed in the Ramakrishna Mission. As a result, we became friends, and I found him, he's writing the president. I also wrote president. First letter was long, a reply. Afterwards, 1 line, 2 lines. And every set letter, cards, postcard. At least one good sentence would be there, religious sentence. The rest is, how do you do, my body is like this, that. Then he passed on. I asked for permission to go there. I would not go alone. I was 50 and a half at that time. And we are professional boys, we are not used to going alone anywhere. At most, first time I went to when I clustered to our ancient relation's house, our grandfather moved out, so original place, with a suitcase, by bus I went. That itself was an adventure. But now, So it came, immediately came, three friends, and were initiated, 37. Vigyananji, next year there was temple opening, and after some time Vigyananji passed away. So I saw only him once, but 14 days, 3-4 times a day in a big crowd, we saluted, like that is. That is how. Then one day I thought, my Gurudev, I did not talk to him, I should talk. So I told his attendant, I put a little question about meditation. So he arranged for me. All interviews, darshan was finished. He was saying rest. He took me, he sat and asked, what? I told, should I meditate this way or that way? So he used to give both Thakur and Holy Mother, 2 mantras he would give. In fact, 4 mantras. 1 mantra is long and 1 hour short. Another long and the short. So of course we do all, but short is more. Then I asked the question whether Thakur and Mother will be side by side or one after another. He said, do as you like. I also now his office said, do as you like. Yeah. Anyhow, so that was the only talk I had. And that, of course, during initiation, we were 7 people. Gradually number was increased 1 by 1. Was not possible. So he 7 students were there. We 3 schoolboys, another 4 college boys. And he would loudly tell the mantra, we after him would tell. So that way we chanted. Then after 1 hour they called us back. Have you got any question? Do you want to ask anything? For us, no question. We knew everything. So what question? When the younger you are, you know more, you see. Anyhow, but one man asked, he must be a college student, Maharaj, you blessed us, that means you initiated us. If you don't do the japam, what will happen? I said, what number, what question? 1 hour ago, he had initiation. Now he said, you ask if I don't do it. But he was blunt. He said, whatever was to happen will not happen. Later, I had softened. About 3-4 years later, the Holy Mother talk came out. There, one devotee told, I cannot do japam, I cannot do this. Then Mother said, whatever I am to do, you will see the result at the fall of the body. But if you want peace of mind, you will have to do something. So probably he heard the story, being a Calcutta boy, heard the story. So he wanted to get exact words out of him, that you need not do anything, I have done, you see. But he was not going that side. He told you, whatever was to happen will not happen. But we are having, that means something is going to happen. And another day, every day I was going, we were staying in the mosque itself. There are special houses are built, there are temporary sheds. So suddenly, a few people are sitting on the floor. I entered, and he said, Lacho, Lacho, dance, dance. Now he and the boys are used to dancing for nothing, but we don't dance there so easily, you see. So naturally, I smiled and said, did not dance. Then another older man came. To him also, Lacho, Lacho, he did not dance. Then behind there was a monk, sadhu sitting there, asked him to dance. So he got up and gave a little dance. Then we realized why he was anxious to make him dance. Because of arthritis, his body was thrice broad, bent like Krishna, you see. So he wanted to make him dance. They are often in a joking mood, out of serious thought. Whenever they came down, often jokes and all that. Anyhow, so after initiation I went back, finished school, on the college, there also Ramakrishna Mission was there, in Silet district town, 2 miles away, the college hostel, used to come every day and give and with Gita class with 5 shlokas, we used to memorize and give. And while coming, it would be late, so we used to run and come back. 2 years. Then came to Calcutta for study. For a short time, I was Calcutta. Studies, but then bomb fell. Japanese bomb fell. So all people fled and fled. So we also fled to our home. So 500 miles from Calcutta. So that year practically we did not study much. So next year was the 4th year. So we did some study, then examination was not just. And then I went for MA also. In the meantime, I became a good player in volleyball. What happened in the Ramakrishna Mission, our Swami is seeing so many young boys, how long they will study, how long they will clean the compound. So he bought this volleyball. Volleyball was very new at that time. So YMC people in America, in 1936, that somebody invented it and started. And we are playing by 37, 38. So we are very progressive. It is because one young man, he knew about it, older man, he introduced it. And I found that I was one of the specials. So I represent the school, later I represent the university also. So that was good. But my studies went down a little. That's why nowadays I don't ask people to practice Karma Yoga as a student. Students are young, they become too one-pointed. Whatever the interest, the whole mind goes there. That's why many of our people, nowadays they're asking some brahmacharis to go for doctorate. That's the best time, because the life struggle is over. I become sadhu, nothing else. Then Mukshananda, and now 5 boys, young men, have got doctorate in Vidyamandir. Then Jairam asked them, whoever has got incomplete doctorate, go ahead. Previously it was a taboo. You have given up everything, you should not pursue ambition. So whoever had qualification, that is before joining, whatever they have. Now a few, several people, BT training, because you have schools and colleges, you require principals. Principals should be equally qualified or higher qualified than competitors, otherwise they'll agitate for seniority and all that. Anyhow, then after MA I joined. And then, first I was in Ramakrishna Mandir, Sangachi. So, Premishwans gave me the Kaupinam. Then, from there, I half seriously told I would like to join. Yes, we shall make you a patsala, headmaster like this. He joked. Then I came to Patriyaghatta, where I was a 2-year student before. Joined there. In 3 months, I was taken to Bellur College, because at that time, they had a brahmachari principal. And so they wanted a younger man, so that took me. And I, because I had, by that time, I had 13, 14 years of devoteehood. So Kailash said, oh, but by this time you have got sannyas. But anyhow, of course, because of that, they made me lecturer and superintendent. And all committees I was there, because I was the among all the professors, lecturers, I was the most well-connected for many years. Anyhow, 3, 4 boys joined with me. Then after 2 years, they transferred me to Madras. They thought he was too young to be in charge of some section. So I went over to Madras. 12 years. I can say 13 years. obviously 1 year in Mysore study circle for advanced people, and another 1 year in the Himalayas. Himalayas is our prestige point, you see. Not staying in Mayavati, austerity, you must beg your food. Did you go for begging food in Rishikesh?
In Uttarkashi, Maharaj.
Uttarkashi, Maharaj. Then you are got the normal insignias. Anyhow, so these 2 years plus another 11 years, Madras, there is 13 years to calculate. By that time, I wrote books, I became editor also of Vedanta Kashi, the English magazine, for 5 years. That went for Himalayas, and then after some time, I went on pilgrimage, some holy place, they transferred me. At that time they transferred me. Suddenly I got a letter, not letter, telegram. Where are you roaming? We are trying to contact you. We are to be transferred. Kailashanji has agreed. I told Maharaj, you want to transfer, write a postcard, that will be enough. Why do you want to see me? And I was to go to Kumbh Mela in Haridwar. And we did not have much money, but because of travel, some people gave money. All the way I have to go, and again I said to come back to, I got the letter in on Anand Ballabh Vidyanagar, then went to Vrindavan. From there I wrote. Then 15, 20 days no reply. Then suddenly telegram came. Inter-class fare guaranteed. Come here. So I went, of course I did not take inter-class. I was very humble, you see. I took third class, but reservation. Third class sleeping. Anyhow, so I went to Belmont. They showed me that I have been made head of Delhi, replacing Swami Ramanath Dand. It is a very dramatic thing. He was very famous. That is the capital. And I have not had it anywhere before.
How old were you then, Maharaj?
Huh?
How old were you then?
40.
40.
41, I should say. 41. And then my beard, the Himalayas beard. 5-month-old beard. I had desired for a beard, but in civilization you can't do it.
Do you have any picture of it?
Yeah.
Huh? Beard?
Yeah.
I have beard.
You have not seen?
Yeah.
I can show you. But only problem was, I have dry skin. So all the time my hand was on the body. That's why I did not take. Some of the other sadhus grew beard in Madras, but I never tried it. Anyhow, luckily the Chittappa, the one trusty leader, he said, I should take a photo. I don't know, I don't want to spend money. But no, I won't spend my money also. I have got a friend, he will do it free. So luckily he took that photo, otherwise nothing would have remained. So when I came next day, itself I shaved. But at that time, I did tapasya in the cold. First few days I was pleasant, took bath in the cold Ganga. Then there was snowfall. Before that one man came, I says, come with us, we are going. We met him, we went to, after Bhiksha, begging food, we went to a civil surgeon, Bengali civil surgeon. Now and then we would peep in, 2-3 of us. There that man met us, naturally talked. He said, come with me, I am going tomorrow. But I have come for tapasya, how to go? No. And within 7 days, heavy snowfall and heavy cold fled to Haridwar, our hospital. I became ordered in 4 or 5 days. Then again went to Rishikesh, Ramnagar and all that. Later it was found it was one of the coldest waves were there in several years. Anyhow, later I came for Christmas because Gurudas was requested me because he used to give some arrange the program and feast for Christmas, where the Swami from America, very ancient Swami. So he came. He assured that I would come back. Others said, no, he will not come back. But he told elderly Swami. Anyhow, then, of course, I attend the Kumbh Mela. One interesting was, there was one Swami, Subodh Maharaj. Jibo Shiva, on the probably. He was same time Brahmachari Samiramanathana. So he used to say, they did not encourage me for studies, otherwise I could become like Ranganathana. I told you are better than him. He lectures and gets some people. And you seeing every day you get the encomiums. Every week at least one place you sing, 300, 400 people are hearing. So in these 40 years, how much you heard? He gets lecture. He's a famous lecturer now. Plus, he has become a trustee and all that. That, of course, luck, who will become, will not. Anyhow, that Swami, the talk came that, do you like to go to Delhi? Yes, I would have liked very much. All right, let somebody try for you. After a few days, Vishwanathan came. Everybody asked, who is Delhi at? Who is Delhi at? No, I, Swarandaji. Everybody was, I was not telling anything, you see. Then I said, now you want to come? No, you did not tell me that you are the head. He was in Chandigarh or not, anyhow. We gave him consolation that as a musician, you are heard by more people than lecturer, you see. Of course, Ramaji was defiant because he was going to all the places, continuous lecturing. He was an oratorical type. Then I was in Delhi. Of course, Madras days, I can increase by telling unimportant things. Say, we had a brahmachari. How new things happen? Well, Madras wanted was a great difficulty if anybody wanted to eat before bhogam. And bhogam will be at 10:30 or 10 o'clock, I think. So if any Swami was to go to train or something, separately cooking had to be done. And for that also, the makeshift kitchen, cooking area, they did not purposely did it. So, again, separately cooked and all that. Then Gopal came as a brahmachari new and his kitchen manager. He solved the problem very easily. Just on the other side of our compound, there is a Udipi hotel, famous for cooking vegetarian dishes. He would quietly buy the whole meal and bread, and grand feast would give. Now, we were all astonished because they're very new, but very good solution. You see? Very good solution. Okay, one reason was our days, we did not go to hotels. Hotel food is not kosher, you see, it's not pure. It's not pure. But then gradually, South India is very common, you see. Half the houses don't cook early morning. Go and buy idli and take or dusatek and go to the school. But Bengal, they would not do at that time. That is 30s, I am talking about 30s. And yeah, 1930s. Anyhow, so he showed a new path. That's why varieties of people are advantageous. And because we are speaking seven different languages, and people have different equipment. Some are scholarly, some are practical type managing a whole dispensary hospital band, like that. But also we have got different types of activities, separate schools, colleges and all that. that I was probably one of the first brahmacharis to lecture. Normally brahmacharis are not encouraged to lecture. Their egoism may increase, I am somebody. So that one, they try to crush their egoism. Anyhow, so what happened? There was a crisis. There was a student home, a big institution, our. Every year Durga Puja time they used, and in the music program in the evening, famous people will come and sing. Morning, famous scholars would give lectures. The organizer was a big official before retiring, Ramanuja. Anyhow, so that year the topic was mystics, but they could not find anybody for North Indian mystics. So that gentleman came to one of our oldest swamis. Both of them came to me. I was sitting in the bookshop selling books like Shiva. Did not push so much, of course. So, that was my first job. Then I went to proofreading, then some correspondence, then promoted to the editorship. Anyhow, so they asked me that you should, you know, our president was absent, went to Belmont. He may not like it. Well, none of that, we shall see. Then I would wait 5 minutes. Quickly went to our library. And in that library is a very good library because from the starting of the order, the books they have collected. I found some books out there. I told, yes, I can do it. So, after that, some queries on my head came back. Oh, you have edited this Raghavan, Mahadevan, all these famous people. They will talk, there will talk, you write down. I told Maharaj, I think poets and lecture, I have to write down. You will not trust, you are the professor before himself. He made me write the article and all that I wrote. And luckily, the lecture went off well. So I have lectured, but they don't know it. So I was not nervous. But they were nervous. All the people, nobody, no brahmacharya has lectured before. The soldier is afraid, you see. And all scholarly people are present in your audience. So, of course, mentally I told, if I fail, I'm not going to open my mouth rest of my life. I told Swami Vivekananda. I told Swami Vivekananda. So when it was successful, that my condition went off, you see. Anyhow, some small incident gives a dream, a vision, something can give you tremendous confidence like that.
What years did you do puja in Madras?
That is becoming, before becoming editor.
Before.
That means I was still a brahmachari. Sannyasis cannot do Durga puja. Kali puja they can do. So it was 49, I went there. Up to 55 I did, three times. Probably 52, 53, 54, 55 we went. Or 53, 54, 55, 3 years. After 3 years they stopped it. And I also, after that I went for Mysore study circle and went for Mysore study circle I came to do puja and go back. That was the third year, 55. But that year our Shwanar was stopped because the president, previous president died without giving us brahmacharya. So everybody was delayed by 1 year. Anyhow, at that time, see, normally Shwanar is delayed. That means you have got some defect. So I said, let me see how they see my defect. Well, Lord doesn't tolerate pride, you see. At the same time, if I felt too hard, I would have left probably. So we had to get in 55, because our brahmacharya was delayed by 1 year. Entered batch. Birjanandaji was sick, 1 year nothing was given. So our year, suddenly last moment, Madhavan shows our rule is 4 years after Brahmacharya. Other Swami said, it is not their fault, your president died. No, it is written 4 years after. And I wrote to them that I, because of this, I was sent for Brahmacharya because of reading the proof of great master. I was not sent for Swamiji's birthday, but for Thakur's birthday. So that will create confusion. This is the day. Then Mysore school was there. We now and then used to go to play ping pong with them, you see. So they were giving us a send-off. So 4 Swamis were there. They finished speaking. Then I got up. And I'm one more Brahmachari. I got up, how dramatic. I started lecturing. At that time, from the ashram, they brought the postcard. Because everyone knew that we are in suspense, whether it take place or not. The first itself we saw, Haibe Na. Then also still lectured. Not too long, but yeah. Then Swami Madhavaji was soft. He says, don't get upset. It's for the whole bench has been stopped. I'll get one Thakur once like that. Yeah, consolation. And I could not get angry with Thakur because everybody has been stopped. No fault of mine, you see. Anyhow. So pride, he knows how to break your pride. Pride means self-confidence was that, but it looks like a pride, you see. And what else, Robert? I went down whole South India before Brahmacharya, all the centers to see. And I studied local history, holy places, these are small, small places also I went. In those days, you had to carry your belly. Nowadays, every center is rich, you don't carry anything. Here you are bedding, after 3 months, my shorts, pockets all torn, got because of pressure, you see. Anyhow, and sometimes in one day, 3 places I've seen. Not our centers. This coil, this mandir, that mandir, it is, train comes, next train I catch like that. It is not crowded, not so much crowded, and very, many people have not seen unknown places also have gone. Then I went to Kerala. Kerala, there are many private centers started by Nirmalananda. They were not recognized afterwards. In those centers I went, this side 20 miles, that side 30 miles, like that. Small, small centers and villages. He believed that village work is more important. Village work is more important to percolate in the society. And I was going to every place. The one day I waited for the bus, and not coming, but by that time it was crowded. Not coming, not coming. Then a bus came, it was so crowded I couldn't get in. I came to the center and decided next day I won't go. I shall skip that place. Then I alerted his Swami. He said, you see, we love that you go there. We have worked hard in one day at one time to build the centers. Nobody goes there, only Gopesh Brahmachari 30 years ago went there. He often went on foot. And you are the second man who is going to all the private centers. Official centers, of course, you go. So we are very happy. That I then I told I shall go. So he wrote letter to somebody from that place, take him to the ashram, and early morning he kept some wet rice. Previous that rice put soaked in water, good for stomach. So he kept, this is very showing affection, you see. And he told me, we are very happy that you are seeing. So went round many places. There are another place to mend those centers. All retired bhaktas would go. Retired bhaktas. Many of them like to take sannyas, you see. And yet, one ashram, Ballikot, the Swami did not know English. and I don't know Malayalam. But he was teaching Gita to the children there. So a few Gita words, ekaki, ekaki, hey, hey. Like that we managed some talking. And he was curious about me. So anyhow, and God arranges the old Brahmachari and older Swami. Just near their veranda, there is a well. So to get water, they did not go anywhere. But God arranges everything easily. Anyhow, so I retained my interest in those places, which had quarters round and round. I talked this and that over there, because gradually some centers were taken over by this RSS, one place by the communists, because no Swami was there, the person we occupy and all that. So that is my Madras days.
Maharaj, who was in the Mysore study circle when you were there?
Swami Bimalananda was our principal, and there was one Gaur Maharaj. Then there was Abhayananda, Subramanam Maharaj. Then our Swananda was with me. Myself and Swananda. Mukhyananda. And who else? Yeah, Gaur Maharaj, Mukhyananda, myself, Sunil Maharaj, and Abhayananda and Gaurananda, who became head. Gaurananda could talk in Sanskrit, you see? But he learned English after joining, because they would not allow him to join. So learned English, passed the school final, and became. But Sanskrit he could talk. So I read Bhagavatam with him, like that. So these six people.
When Kalladi Ashram was started?
Huh?
Kalladi Ashram
in
Kerala?
Kalladi, that Gaurananda became head of that Kalladi Ashram.
When this Ashram started? Which year?
Ashram was started in Ramakrishna Centenary. There is an interesting history. It is next to the Shankara temple, Shankaracharya's temple under that Koppa, that's a center, Sringeri, under Sringeri Mount. But only small structure. Now it has become big and all that. And Swami Agamananda is a Keralite. Went to Kashi, Sanskrit very well up. A few years he studied this, that. Then came back and went to seek Shankara's place. And probably tried to have a meeting for Ramakrishna Centenary. And all around Christians, what happened, all our holy places, either Muslims or Christians took over. You see, everywhere. They have a plan, you see. So they threw stones at him. What? Throwing stones? I shall have a center here. And the man was of so determination, he sat there, gathered some people, got some land, and then whenever it tries to give a fence, they come and break at night. Then at that time the Dewan of Travancore state, before independence, was Ramaswamy Iyer, or what, it was his name. Not Ramaswamy Iyer, something name. I knew very well. Anyhow, he was the Prime Minister, the Dewan. He approached him. Yes, Swami, I shall give you protection, police protection for 24 hours. By that time, if you can put your fence, the whole day and night, they put brick wall, so they cannot brick. And that is how they build the ashram. Fence first. Initially, it is only hut. There is no money, you see. Like this is going on. Now when he was establishing the temple, the ashram, he did not ask Balaram much. So Balaram did not want. They are the boss, you see. But he did not ask him, them also. At that time, Assistant General Secretary Prabhu Maharaj was coming that side. Heard that. And Swami Tyagi Shanda, who also built up the Trichur Ashram, he was going to lay the foundation stone. He also knows that Belmont doesn't support, but they'll support. So he was laying the foundation stone, Agamandija and a few others. And Prabhu Maharaj was in Thrissur. He did not come. Then they opened. Next morning he comes from Thrissur and asked the Brahmachari treasurer, but Brahmachari cashier, bring the account book. They found he has got 5 rupees. A big centaur. He started Ayurvedic, he started this, that. 5 rupees. That quiet you went to. If there was money, they would have transferred him. But so he became very famous. And even the Christians were afraid of him. When he died, every newspaper wrote about him. Even the Christian and communist paper. The communist would go and scold. Hey, the bridge should come this way. Wrote. Scold the communist minister. This is Shankara's place. You must give. And they agreed. Agreed also. It's a powerful personality. Christians also like that. Christians like that. A fight also. Bare-bodied, hot place. But watch, you'd have. Nowadays we also have, at that time, we won't have wristwatch. At first a pocket watch. But here, bare-bodied, sitting there, and go by bus here, there, and lecture. Like that. So when he died, similar thing happened with Vivekananda College. They wanted to start, not Vivekananda, Shankara College. Mott said no. Then privately they started. Privately. And he was the main man. Later, of course, gave away to the local committee with some famous people. See, everyone was non-Brahmin states, but these are all Brahmins who had wanted it. So they took help of the Swami, started it. There are better marriage in other colleges also. Agamanda, he could compose Sanskrit, because wrote many articles, some books also. He converted, he said, 10,000 people have converted. Then Belmont said, who don't convert? On a Maharaj problem. My guru asked me to do it. So everybody kept silent. But it is not our official rules. Guru, of course, the independence, if they started converting, they could convert even somebody. Many of them did not know what would be the future. But anyhow, we were the only man who boldly declared. Then once, he gave a lecture in monks' conference in Sanskrit. Now the members were saying, see, as South India has become such, we should, at least one man should be there. Now, Bengalis always beside the pronunciation, a good script. But Anangavar was that. Omkar, he was also a Sanskrit scholar. But they would not talk Sanskrit in those days. Now they compel them. So he got up and, that's it, there is one. Then so Agamandi was dynamic type. Forceful. So at one time, the gentleman said, you must come and we have English. But he did not want to give up South India. He said, yes, we shall come, you come to South, then we shall come. And that was the forcing. He's a very dynamic person. Agamandi, all the newspapers of Malayalam. Published editorial whole page. And Atmananda in Madhya Pradesh. Those all the papers that we have published. This is true. For his publicity, That means the Vikram world, no?